What's up, everybody? It's John Bush from Armored Saints sitting here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You are on the road to rock.
Hi, everyone. This is Eric Martin, the lead singer for the band Mr. Big, and you are on the road to rock with Clint Switzer.
Thank you so much, man. I love talking about the things that I love, Clint, and for you to allow me to do it with you. God bless you. God bless the Heartland. God bless America.
You are now on the road to rock. It's not just a podcast. It's an unabashed celebration of rock's living legends. And now, please welcome your host, the master of your rock and roll road trip, leading you down the highway to hell, Clint Switzer.
Happy New Year to you. This is wonderful to have you back on. I know you're making the rounds today, so how's everything been going? I know you're out.
I'm off to a good start, dude.
Well, that's off to a good start for any day, of course. So what's going on out in the Vegas area? Weather doing okay? I'm going to be there in a couple of weeks, so I got to make sure the weather is going to be better than it is here.
Yeah, I actually don't live in Vegas. I live in La La Land.
Oh!
So we just got slammed, as you know, with all of that weather.
I saw that.
I was actually in Texas, I almost said. I was in Mexico for a corporate show over the last few days and came through a cluster of a flight home yesterday. But I'm home now.
You flew yesterday. I can't imagine just what a disaster that was.
It was a disaster. But
we got to get going on that. We've had some transportation issues here in America lately, so we got to get that going. So, but a crazy time for you, a busy time. Rob and I remember having you on before you released your first solo album.
Right.
You had some apprehension about doing it. You did.
Don't I always?
And the results were so positive that now we have another one. It's called Alive. It comes out February 17th. But do you feel more solidified now that you have a solo album under your belt, and now that Frontiers has taken such an interest in you? The new single is out, Alive.
Yeah, and a new single tomorrow. Actually, second single comes out tomorrow, new video too. Yes to all of that. You know, we decided after we, you know, what am I going to do with this first one? Will anybody listen to it? The response was really overwhelming. It was great. It was great. I had no expectations whatsoever. And I never do, just to get that clear, because I'm just happy that I have an opportunity to actually continue to record music. And if somebody listens to it, that's an additional bonus. So here we are with the second one, Alive. We decided that we would move on with different writers and do something a little bit more, with a slightly harder edge to it. Still very melodic. And I'm very happy with the results. The videos were a blast to do. The artwork was always fun. I just love getting dug in on that sort of stuff. So yeah, I'm in a good place, thank God.
You are. And this album, which I've had a chance to check out the whole thing, dare I make a prediction on what the single can be? Can we talk about it? What is the new single video? I always thought that Can't Go On would be a great video and single. Am I close?
Third one.
Oh.
Yeah, we're saving that for the drop date of the whole album.
Wow. Okay, so I'm on the right track here.
You're in there. So the new single will be I think it's the third track, Feel Like Hell.
Plus, oh yeah, Feel Like Hell is the fourth track. Okay.
Yeah, it's a little different. I wasn't sure. The label goes, please pick this one. This would be great. And I thought we would go for maybe like Endless Mile. There was a toss up. It's a bit harder edge and it's a bit more topical in terms of the lyrical content. But that's what it is. And the video is like a mini movie. It is like something that people won't expect to see doing that sort of stuff. So.
And Alive was such a hit. That was such a strong, powerful video with almost 100,000 views, I think, right now on YouTube, which is tremendous. Yeah. And just great feedback from, you know, all over the soundscape here. So Alive is the name of the album. And it just kind of, I mean, the whole thing kind of just presents this aura of, it's got, like you said, it's got a very strong punch to it, very hard. It's a little heavier, I think, maybe than Standing on the Edge. And the musicianship is through the roof. So they've set you up with some tremendous musicians.
Same guys that we used on Standing on the Edge. which I really wanted because I love Nicholas Papapico on drums. I absolutely love Andrea Cerveso's guitar playing. He's a young kid. He's seeped in melody, but it's good classic foundation. And he dials it in every time. And it's just, I love listening to his stuff. So the added bonus on that part of it is, and of course, Alessandro De Vecchio, again, you know, he does something a little bit different for me every time because people are always going, oh, he does so much. But I love what he does for me. He plays bass, he plays keys, he engineers, he produces. It's like, for God's sake, dude, get a life. And big kudos to him. He just, with his beautiful wife, he just has a new baby boy. So he got off to a great start in this new year of 2023. So
Wow. He's
the man. So Frontiers will actually resume their Frontiers Festival gigs this year, and I'll be part of that. So we'll get to play a lot of these songs live and maybe throw in some Black Swan as well.
Okay, just a second, Robin. I got to book my quick plane ticket to Italy. Italy? Okay, got it. Milan.
There it is.
We're in. That's tremendous. The musicianship, the songs. I mean, I just think that everything about this is really hitting its stride for you. And I'm so glad to see it because I remember talking to you prior to Standing on the Edge. And I think that what a step that was and what a step this is. And you talk about, you know, getting a life. You're so busy, Robin. I believe you did a whole handful of Michael Schenker 50th anniversary dates this past spring and summer.
Yeah.
And I was disappointed at first because I did see MSG open for Wasp here in the States. You, of course, were not a part of that, but Ronnie Romero, who I had never heard sing with MSG before, was absolutely amazing. Yeah. Of course, I still missed you, but man, Ronnie did a great job. But how was it doing the shows with Michael this summer?
Oh, we had such a blast because initially Ronnie was to do it. Something happened. I jumped in at the last minute and I did all of the Europe. I was only supposed to do four. I ended up doing the entire show plus festivals in the UK and Sweden. And we had a blast. Michael was just on the money. And I love doing it. I love the tunes. And why wouldn't I want to do it? It's you know, more.
That's it. That's your attitude now. More. I got to ask about Raiding the Rock Vault. They've announced some dates coming up here for 2023. Are you going to be a part of that? What's going on with the Rock Vault?
I decided to, after 7 years and some 1,500 shows, I went, you know, throughout the pandemic, I got to be home with my boys and my wife, and I had did a lot of Schenker stuff. And I went, you know, I like getting back out on the road. I like doing the festivals and the live shows. And Rock Vault is great, but you can get stuck in a rut and you forget to do your own, what you started out your business for. And I don't want that to take second place. But there are some stuff coming up potentially in March, like a 10th anniversary that it looks like I'll be part of. But I'm not going back in on a regular basis, no.
Interesting. Well, it was always one of my favorite shows. Got to see you several times there. So you're saying that you sang like Stairway to Heaven, Eye of the Tiger, 1,500 times.
Yes, sir. Every night of the week. Well, 5 nights of the week.
Yeah.
6 nights of the week at one point, but then down to 5 nights, yeah.
I mean, I've sang it a lot in my car, but I don't know about 1,500 times.
And I'll tell you, Clint, you can still walk out at times because, you know, you're in a daze or you're just tired or fatigued or whatever, and you can go, shoot, what's the opening line? I can't remember. You can forget, and you need to kick up the butt, and you're going, oh, there it is.
Well, Robin, for you, I've always said, you know, every time I have you on, I have to tell you, you're one of my favorite singers, that your voice has stood the test of time. And a lot of the press materials from Frontiers and from our good friend John Freeman talks about that your voice knows no time. This is a compliment because there are so many singers, and I, you know, I love veteran bands. That's what you see them all behind me. They're those from Kiss to Maiden to Alice Cooper to all of you guys that helped formulate this thing we like to call hard rock music. Not every singer still has what you have. Do you feel blessed, or do you feel like that you've maybe singing Eye of the Tiger 1,500 times keeps that muscle alive?
Of course I feel blessed. You know, I have that old Irish pride. And I have this thing that people go, come on. But I have this thing about being dignified in performing. And I'm going, okay, if I was you, a younger person, I'm sitting looking at this older guy going, hey, dude, you know, maybe it's time. And I'm thinking, I would hate to hear that. You know, I would hate to hear that. So I try to stay ahead of that and watch myself and listen to myself. And always tell myself that I will know when I am not up to it, and I will politely step back. And I don't feel like I'm there yet. I hope. I take great care of my voice. I'm really, really particular about live performance and whether I can cut it. And so far, so good. The day will come and I will go, thank you and good night. You know, that day is not tomorrow.
No, no, it is not. Cause we got a lot of stuff coming up here.
A lot of stuff,
Robin.
To do.
I got to ask you about Black Swan, because I think that for last year, and I think that's the last time we actually had you on.
Yeah.
Black Swan has kind of turned into this thing that it really took off. And from 2022, you know, the album Generation Mind was so, it was so in the forefront, and the musicianship, talk about musicianship. I mean, you put together you, Reb Beach, Jeff Pilson and Matt Starr. And great. I mean, it's just been magic. So kind of what's going on with that? Anything coming up?
I heard through the, I was going to say, I heard through the paperwork, maybe it was, I think we will do another record. We're still hoping that we can, a situation will create itself that we can actually perform some Black Swan songs. I'm hoping that somewhere, maybe on the Frontier Festival, that opportunity will open itself up, and that we'll just all be there. Well, we won't just by coincidence all be there. We will know, and hopefully we can get some of those tunes out live, because I think it really deserves to be heard live, because it's great stuff. I love it.
It's so big and so grandiose.
I love it.
I mean, yeah. Frontiers has been so important, I think, for fans like myself, for artists like you, that it's like they're so beautifully able to fit veteran artists and newer bands that kind of all fit into this beautiful kind of melodic hard rock realm, album-oriented rock, whatever you want to call it. How important has that been for you? I mean, obviously, you know, Black Swan, your solo stuff, and there are so many other things. I just heard with the Revolution Saints, who's a tremendous band.
Jeff is with Joel Hoekstra, and you know, they have the tools, and now they have most of the bands to be able to integrate all of those different people and go, hey, that'll be interesting to put the singer with this and create still the classic rock sound, but just give it another flavor. And you know, that's what music is supposed to do. There's this, you shouldn't be stuck in a bag, because you know, I don't want to sing the same song all the time. You know, it's I can sing quite a variety of material, and I want to be able to be free to do that. So if that means that I sing with somebody else, it'll still be me, or whoever the other singer is, or whoever, bass player, guitar player, drummer, it'll still be their style, provided you're allowed to be who you are in that new situation. And I think that's what's important. I don't want to get lost in you know, doing something that I don't feel comfortable doing, because that's not my thing, you know.
Yeah, you have always, and I think that that's maybe what as a testament to you and your legacy, is that you have been a part of bands, been a part of just maybe right place at the right time. I mean, how important is just that aspect in the last 50 years for you? I mean, you grew up in Ireland, you come out here, and it just, this whole crazy world opens up.
You know, if you're looking for, I suppose the best way to break it down is, if you're looking for a job, you know, if you're not an accountant, you're not going to take a job as an accountant. If you're not a bricklayer, there's no point in pretending that you are a bricklayer. You have to stick to what it is that you're good at and make it work for that situation. So I'm not going to answer a call that's just not in my comfort zone, because I would be doing a disservice to that call. That's just how I break it down. And I go, thanks, no thanks. It's just, you know, I would destroy it for you. You know, there's a different guy that's going to be better effortless to me. And if the cap fits, as they say, right?
And it has so often for you, and that's so great. Have you, I mean, obviously, you know, Michael just winds up his 50th year, 50th anniversary of performing, which doing the math on that, that puts him at like 15 years old when he's out there performing. That's just what a virtuoso he is. So
it was his birthday on Monday, by the way.
Oh my gosh. He turns what, 46? I mean, Michael,
46.
What is it about these shankers that they just don't age? I mean, is it just, I don't know what it is. Rudolph too. It's unbelievable.
I think it's a love for the job.
Man,
it's a love
I like
for
that.
The job. It's an energy for the job. I'm not done for the job. I think that's what it is. It's still much to do. And I think that's what keeps me going. I feel I have lots to do. So I don't want to be sort of over there in a corner sitting like, you know, with a blanket over my shoulders going, that's the end of it, man. It's not.
No, certainly not. Out there in Los Angeles, Robin, do you find yourself going to a lot of shows? Do you go as a fan? I mean, do you attend? You don't.
I am I'm a homebody.
You're a homebody.
I'm a homebody. It's like, once the job is done, see ya. Yeah, I'm not one for going out and trashing the voice and trying to talk louder than everybody else. And not my scene. Never been my scene.
Well, like, did you grow up going to concerts that were kind of influential?
Oh, of course. I remember as a 12-year-old, I remember seeing Thin Lizzy sitting cross-legged on a floor with maybe 2,000 people in a very tiny room in my local town. And I remember distinctly the next time I saw, went, attempted to go see Thin Lizzy, there was like 40, 50,000 people. I saw Live and Dangerous at Wembley Stadium, both nights.
Wow.
And then of course, as the years went on, I never thought in my wildest dreams that I would actually get to perform and record with the great Scott Gorham and Brian Robertson. And Brian Downey was actually, he was there for auditioning for the Macaulay Schenker period. So I never got to meet Phil, which was my biggest regret, unfortunately. But I was a huge Lizzy fan. So I would go to see bands, obviously, like that. I saw, giving my age really away here, I actually saw a band called Lindisfarne out of Scotland opening for Genesis with Peter Gabriel on the Foxtrot tour.
That's amazing. You know,
so that's the kind of stuff that was in my genes, man.
Well, okay, Robin, you know, we poke some fun at Michael and his age. You talk about his birthday coming up. We have another one coming up, and it's yours. And it's one of those decade turning birthdays, as we say. We're not going to give it away.
My wife is going, you know, you have to do something. And I'm going, oh, I know I have to do something. Yeah, and I know exactly. I'll probably be watching the Game of Thrones for the 10th time.
when the decades turn like that, is there a perspective that sets in? You're like, because I mean, you kind of join the the Alice Cooper, Gene Simmons club. You know, there's a, you know, people want to look it up. They can Google.
My club is. And there, by the grace of God, thank you.
I've spoken with Jean a little bit, set up some interviews in the past, so I know her. I think she's probably got something special coming up for you. I'm just
really
just guessing. I don't know. She's a pretty cool lady. She's an artistic person herself. People don't realize she's done a lot.
Yes,
you must
sir.
Be proud of her as well.
I am extremely proud of that woman. And again, she's not nearly done. She has so much more in a bucket list. You know, becoming a nurse throughout the pandemic, she took that on because I wasn't in Vegas 5 nights a week. And she goes, hey, you're home now. I could do that nursing school thing that I wanted to do for years. She's a director of a eating disorder facility. So she takes care of young adolescents.
Wow.
And she's part of therapists, psychs, counselors, taking care of those young anorexic girls who are, it's a real disease in need of some real help. And so she loves to, that's what she does. She's a caregiver. She's a care person.
How long have you guys been married now?
We will be married 30 years this coming October. Same woman.
I mean,
yeah. What was she thinking?
No, that's not what I was thinking at all, Rob. But you know that we've had a lot of
thinking. I'm thinking.
All I could say is that we know that we've had you on the show a lot of times when this becomes the topic of conversation. We've gone down a lot of roads over the years, Robin, and I'm glad that this is kind of where we're at, because and what you've done in your career, and just you as a person, getting to know you, it's been so important, and artists like it's why we do what we do. I do what I do. I knew Robin a long time ago, that this 9-to-5 jobs, like I knew when I was a kid, I loved this style of music. I saw my uncle's Kiss record and I was like, I don't know what this is, but I want to do that. No, I can't do that like you do that, you know.
But you're doing what you love.
Yeah, exactly.
You're doing what you love, man.
So important. Well, Robin, I want to make sure you're ahead of your interview schedule. So I'm going to cut you loose, my friend. You are continued success alive. Again, you can pre-order the album through Frontiers Music right now. And you can check Robin out on all the social medias, frequently updated. And you can catch up with news. It's going to be February 17th when the album's officially out. Pre-order it now, alive. It's great, Robin. Thank you so much.
God bless you, my friend. A pleasure.
Always. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.